This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Arlo Perez Esquivel. Members of the Colorado Springs Homeless Union protested downtown on Saturday, calling out the city's camping ban and the expanded sit-lie ordinance. Heidi Beadle from Pikes Peak Bulletin was there.
Homeless populations are no longer glued to that downtown kind of corridor, right? We're seeing homeless camps in southeast Colorado Springs. We're seeing them throughout the city in places that they weren't maybe 10 years ago. So one of the points that, you know, the organizers at this event are bringing up is that these ordinances aren't really helping homelessness. They're just kind of pushing it to other places in the city.
According to Beadle, the protest followed a city cleanup earlier this week where dozens were arrested. Potential federal cuts to Medicaid could not only affect rural health care. As CPR health reporter John Daly explains, rural economies could also take a hit.
One example is in the San Luis Valley in south central Colorado. Its hospital, San Luis Valley Health, employs 750 people. Almost a third of its budget comes from Medicaid. But deep Medicaid cuts could mean cuts to jobs and the health services tens of thousands of people rely on. Here's Ty Coleman, the mayor of Alamosa.
Not just our rural community, but rural communities across Colorado as well and the United States. I don't think people are getting it.
The hospital alone has an annual economic impact of more than $100 million. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News and KRCC.